Jesus was teaching, and there was a crowd listening, and the Lord was getting pretty direct in some of his teachings. The Bible said that it was a hard saying, and many of his disciples left from following him that day. And he asked a question to those that remain. He said, "Will you also go away? Will you also go away?" When it gets down to the important things in life where the Lord is trying to give direction, the Lord's trying to take some things out of our hearts that's of the world, replace it with His Spirit, and it gets difficult, and will you also go away? When the Lord calls you to ministry, that maybe is something you're afraid to do and think, well, I'll do my own thing, and will you also go away? One of the disciples looked to Jesus and said, "Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life." Amen. Young people, this morning, if you're a believer, then there ought to be a steadfastness in our heart that says, there is no other way. You know, there is no other option. This is it. And it's not that I could go another way. There isn't another way to go. It's Christ or nothing. And when you are sold out, dedicated to Christ, amen, your world will be different. Your life will be different. Doesn't mean you won't face hard times or trials. Any teenagers in here have hard days? Anybody? Yeah? Anybody in high school have a hard time? Anybody in college have a hard day? It happens. But you're facing it with Christ. We can't go back. We got to go up with Jesus. Amen. I appreciate so much Brother Jeremy Spurlock being here with us all the way from Hodgenville, Kentucky. And we just want him to come, take his liberty. And as he comes, why don't we just give him a warm round of applause and let him know how much we appreciate him this morning. Amen.
Wonderful to be in the house of the Lord this morning, isn't it? Amen. How many's felt the Holy Ghost already? He's here. No reason not to have a great service. No reason not to have a wonderful move around these altars because, amen, the key factor is already established. He's here. If you need saving, He can save you. If your heart needs fixed, He can fix it. If your mind needs healed, He can heal it. Amen. Praise God. Amen. If you got scars and hurts, amen, that you just couldn't let go of last night, here we are again. And the Lord's reaching again. Amen. If you need to be filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, anybody in here, you want to be filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost? He wants to fill you today. Anybody want to be refilled and touched afresh and anew? He wants to do that today as well. Amen. Praise God. Just before we get into the Word of the Lord, I want to sing this little song. It's called "I Remember When the Fire Fell." Are you acquainted with that? It's easy to follow. Just follow me. All right. Amen. What I want to do is we'll go through the days of the week. And if you remember the day, how many remembers the day you got filled with the Holy Ghost? The day you got the baptism of the Holy Ghost. When we get to your day, stand up and help us. All right? Everybody remain seated until we get to your day. And then at the end, amen, after we go through the week, amen, those of you who do not have the Holy Ghost and want it, we're going to say if you want it, then you stand as well. All right? Amen. Praise the Lord. Worship with us as we sing. Praise God. I remember when the fire fell, when the fire fell, oh, when the fire fell. Oh, I remember when the fire fell, when the Lord baptized me. Oh, it was Jesus, Jesus, when the fire fell, when the fire fell, oh, when the fire fell. It was Jesus, Jesus, when the fire fell, when the Lord baptized me. Oh, yes, I remember when the fire fell, when the fire fell, when the fire fell. Oh, I remember when the fire fell, when the Lord
baptize me. Well, it was on a Monday when the fire fell, when the fire fell, oh, when the fire fell. It was on a Monday when the fire fell, when the Lord baptized me. Oh, it was on a Tuesday when the fire fell, when the fire fell, when the fire fell. It was on a Tuesday when that fire fell, when the Lord baptized me. Well, it was on a Wednesday when the fire fell, when the fire. Let's worship the Lord this morning. Yeah, it was on a Wednesday when the fire fell, when the Lord baptized me. It was on a Thursday when the fire fell, oh, when that fire fell, when that fire fell. It was on a Thursday when the fire fell, when the Lord baptized me. Yes, it was on a Friday when the fire fell, when that fire fell, when the fire fell. Oh, on a Friday when the fire fell, when the Lord baptized me. It was on a Saturday when the fire fell, when that fire fell, oh, when the fire fell. It was on a Saturday when the fire fell, when the Lord baptized me. And it was on a Sunday when the fire fell. Let's worship the Lord. How many remembers the day the fire fell? Oh, it was on a Sunday when the fire fell, when the Lord baptized. Now here it is. Oh, well, Lord, I want it. Let that fire fall. Let that fire fall. Oh, let that fire fall. Well, I'm gonna have it. Let the fire fall. Let the Lord baptize me. Sing it again. Well, Lord, I want it. Let the fire fall. Let that fire fall. Oh, let the fire fall. Well, I'm gonna have it. Let the fire fall when the Lord baptized me. One more time. Well, I remember when that fire fell, when the fire fell, oh, when the fire fell. Yeah, I remember when the fire fell, when the Lord baptized me. Well, it was Jesus, Jesus, when the fire fell, when the fire fell, oh, when the fire fell. It was Jesus, Jesus, when the fire fell, when the Lord. Well, I was tarrying at the altar when the fire fell, when the fire fell, oh, when the fire fell. I was tarrying at the altar when the fire fell, when the Lord baptized me. Well, I was praising Jesus when the fire fell, when that fire fell, oh, when the fire fell. I was praising Jesus when the fire fell, when the Lord. One more time, I want it. Well, Lord, I want it. When the, let the fire fall, let that fire fall, let the fire fall. Oh, God, I have it. Let the fire fall, let the Lord baptize me. Won't you lift your hands and worship God? Hallelujah. Let the fire fall in this place. Hallelujah. Let the power of Pentecost fall today. How many believes He wants to? One more time. I remember when the fire fell, when the fire fell, when that fire fell. Yeah, I remember when the fire fell, when the Lord baptized me. Well, I was tearing at the altar when the fire fell, when that fire fell, when that fire fell. I was tearing at the altar when the fire fell, when the Lord baptized me. And I was praising Jesus when the fire fell. Anybody feel like praising Jesus today? I said, anybody feel like worshiping God? I was praising Jesus when the fire fell. The Lord baptized me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He's here today. He's here today. Woo, hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost in this place, don't you? Amen. Let's let Him have His way. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, musicians, for your help today. Amen. Praise God. Going to be going to 1 Peter this morning. Praise God. I appreciate the ministry of the OBI Outreach Group. Appreciate the lives that they live and the example they live in front of our young folks. Amen. I appreciate the warm welcome that you've given me and my family. First time being here, and we've just really felt the kindness and generosity. Thank you for the nice place to stay and all your generosity and kindness to us, the good fellowship last night. Amen. Continue to pray for my wife. She's still ill this morning, was not able to be with us, but I believe the Lord is able to touch her even right where she's at today. Amen. Praise God. So I'm only half here, but the Lord will, He'll always come through and He'll help us. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 2. Feel this on my heart today. Verse 9. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. If you have it, say amen. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Could we read that one more time together? But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. What a verse of Scripture. Hallelujah. What a distinction of God's people. A chosen people. A chosen generation. A royal priesthood. A holy nation. A peculiar people. Amen. I want to preach to you really pulling that last part of that descriptive verse where he said a peculiar people. How many knows what it means to be peculiar? Amen. It means to be different, don't it? Maybe strange. Maybe weird. I want to preach to you young people today. Amen. And the Lord said, ye are a chosen generation. You're a peculiar people. The purpose of that is that you'll show forth the praises of Him who have called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. I want to preach to you. I'm not going to hold you long, but I feel this on my heart. I want to preach to you for a few minutes on I want to be weird. Amen? Praise God. I want to be weird. Now, you say, well, wait a minute. Amen. That's the last thing a young person wants to hear. Amen. Well, I know, you know, dealing with teenagers, man, it's hard for teenagers to stick out. It's hard for them, you know, that, you know, not to fit in. I mean, they don't want to be the odd duck. They don't want to be the ugly duckling. They don't want to be the one, you know, that everybody's looking to and they're sticking out in the crowd. They don't want to be the salmon going upstream. It's easy for them just to go through the flow. Amen. Go right with the crowd. Amen. They like to blend. They don't want to stick out like a sore thumb. Amen. And so what are you talking about? I want to be weird. Well, let me tell you what I mean. Amen. The more that I live in this world, the more that I look around, the more that I hear the news and the headlines, the more that I see what's going on. Amen. In this world and what this world is called. Calling normal, brother, sister. The more I see what our government is calling normal, the more I see what our society is calling normal, the more I see what our media is calling normal, that's the more that I stand back with my shoulders squared and say, if that's normal, let me be different. Let me be peculiar. Let me be strange. Let them call us strange. Let them call us weird. If they're normal, I want to be weird. Hallelujah. Amen. If it's normal for a man to marry a man, I want to be weird. If it's normal for a woman to marry a woman, I want to be weird. If it's normal for a teenager to have a baby out of wedlock, let's be weird. Let's be different. If it's normal for a young person to lose their innocence before they're of the age of 14, then let's be different. Let's be weird. Let's be peculiar. We have a society that's redefining the norm. We have a government that's trying to redefine the norm, trying to pin laws and push agendas to where our world will change and even the very definition of marriage will change. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We live in a country where 56 million babies have been aborted since Roe versus Wade. 56 million. For you to help you grasp the weight of that statistic, that's all the population of Ohio, all the population of Indiana, all the population of Illinois, all the population of Kentucky, all the population of Pennsylvania and Michigan, all put together. And that adds up to how many babies have been aborted since Roe versus Wade. If it's normal for a young person, amen, when they get in a jam, amen, and there's an illegitimate child, for them to go just down to a clinic, amen, and have an operation and commit murder legally, if that's normal, the young people set it in your mind. I don't want that normal. I don't want anything to do with that. I don't want it to be normal to commit murder. If I have to stick out, if I have to stand up, if I have to look different, if I have to be peculiar, if they have to call me names, if they have to laugh at me, let them do it. But I want to be different. I don't want to be lumped in with this world. There's an old hymn that says, I don't want to get adjusted to this world, to this world. I have a home that's so much better, and I'm going to go there sooner or later. The more I see of the filth of this world where sin is abounding, the more I feel the power of the Holy Ghost, that grace doth much more abound, and He will equip you with the boldness and the power of God to stand up and say, I don't have to take it anymore. Hallelujah. If it's normal for your school teacher to tell you that you come from a monkey, then be weird. Then be different. Don't swallow that. Don't take that. Stand up. Speak out. Break the silence and be different. If it's normal for one out of two marriages to fail, Brother McKelvey, I want to be weird. If it's normal, woo, even out of a congregation like this, for young folks to have to go home to a divided house, you're spending this weekend with mom, next weekend with dad. Can I tell you, purpose in your heart, if that's what society calls normal, then purpose in your heart, you're going to be different. You're going to be weird. You don't have to be a drunk just because your daddy was a drunk. You don't have to be an alcohol. You don't have to be a drug pusher or a drug addict just because that's what you came out of. You can be different. You can be peculiar. If everybody in your community is a dopehead, you don't have to be. If everybody in your family is full of iniquity and sin, you can come out of it. You can be called out of darkness into the marvelous light. I feel the Holy Ghost. I may be too excited for a Saturday morning, but there's something in my heart. The more that I look at this world, the more I say, I don't want to be that. I want to be different. Call me weird if you want to, but I sure don't want to be lumped in with that crowd. Yeah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. If it's normal for a teenager, when they feel pushed to the end, to take their own life. Teen suicide is the third leading cause of death from young people ages 15 to 24. Don't let anybody tell you that's normal. Young person, don't let anybody at school, anybody out of your family, any so-called friends, tell you that anything that would damage or harm yourself is normal. Because it's not. It's not. It's not normal to mar yourself and damage yourself. It's not normal to abuse yourself. It's not normal to have... Yeah, that's not the easy way out. You have, it's pointing on a man wants to die and then to judgment. I don't know what I'm saying there, but I have a sneaking suspicion that there just might be a spirit of suicide that's visited some young person in this place. That's not normal. You don't have to listen to it. That's not the answer. Help me, Holy Ghost. That's not the answer. You don't have to go down that road. If everybody around you is saying, well, that's normal to have that, to deal with that, then be weird. Then stand up and be different. And say, I'm not going to be a coward and end my life. But I'm going to take courage and face the future with the hope of Jesus Christ that things can be different. And I don't have to go back. Hallelujah, as they already sang today. If it's normal in our society for a young man who has certain tendencies, help me, Holy Ghost. If it's normal for a young man who has certain tendencies to start carrying himself different and maybe get a name change, maybe take some hormone pills and say, I was born in the wrong body and I'm supposed to be a girl. If that's normal, let's be weird. Let's be different. Let's stand flat-footed and say, God, don't make mistakes. If He created you to be a man, brother, that's what you're supposed to be. If He made you a female, then stick with it. That's what you're supposed to be. And God said one man and one woman. Hallelujah. It's time for this generation. It's time for 14 and 13 and 12-year-olds to start standing up in the school halls and saying homosexuality is not normal. And if you call it normal, then we're going to be weird. We're going to be peculiar. We're going to be different. We're not afraid and we're not ashamed to stand up with the boldness of the Holy Ghost and speak the truth. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If it's normal for everybody in your high school class to have already experienced sexual conduct, one out of two high school teenagers already have. One out of two junior high teenagers and preteens have already engaged in sexual conduct. 40% of those have lost their innocence and purity by the age of 14. If that's normal, if that's what society says, well, as statistics just say, young people are just curious. They're just following their passions. They're just doing what they're seeing and what they're hearing all over the media. They're doing what they're being taught. Can I tell you, if they call that normal, young lady, be different. If they call that normal, young man, be different. Get a backbone. Get some gumption and say, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to keep myself for my wedding night. There needs to be a generation that rises up and says, just because everybody else does it, I'm not going to. Just because everybody else lets themselves go, I'm going to hold fast. Hallelujah. Because purity is still the answer. If you want the power of God, you've got to have purity. You've got to hold on to it. Flee fornication. That's still in the Bible. Hallelujah. The Bible still teaches us, amen, to abstain from appearance of evil and still to bring every thought into captivity under the obedience of Christ. The Bible equips you with the means to say no. The Bible equips you with the power to say no. I don't care who's doing what. You purpose in your heart. If that's what they're doing and they call that normal, I'm going to be weird. I'm going to be peculiar. I'm going to be strange. I'm going to be different. Because you see, you don't see the other side. You don't see the disease. You don't see the STDs. You don't see the illegitimate children, the teen pregnancies, which many times lead to abortion. You don't see all, you just get in the rush and the passion of the moment. I hope I'm not crossing any boundaries here, but I want to tell you, young people, amen, don't let, oh, hallelujah, don't let your passions fly. Be careful. Set some guidelines. Set some boundaries and say, I'm not going to cross that. I'm going to keep myself. I'm going to keep myself pure and holy in the eyes of God. It doesn't matter if the person from the youth group group down the road says, well, it's normal to go to prom night and lose yourself. You stand up and say, no, I'm going to be weird. I'm going to be different. If that's what you call normal, then forget about it. I don't want to be normal. Let me be peculiar. Let me be a chosen generation. Let me be somebody who's not ashamed and not afraid to stand up and say no. The teen pregnancy rate in the United States is higher than any other country in the world. I'm ashamed of that. Is anybody else appalled at that? At the teen pregnancy rate in Japan, and the teen pregnancy rate in Indonesia, and the teen pregnancy rate in India and everywhere else in the world doesn't even come close to the percentage of teenagers who are expecting babies right here in the good old USA. I'm getting ready to leave this point, but I want to drive it home to your mind. It doesn't matter who. It doesn't matter what the situation. You purpose in your heart, I'm going to be different. I'm going to keep myself. I don't have to go down that road just because everybody else is. Amen. There's a well-worn story that I'm going to tell. You've probably heard preachers tell it. You've probably heard it in an illustration. Amen. But there was a young lady who was still pure. Amen. And she was walking the public school hall one day, and many of the girls came around her as they always did and began to poke fun at her. Amen. For her innocence and her purity, her lack of experience in sexual conduct. And she just got sick of it one day, and she turned and looked at them, and she said, I can be like you any day I want. Anytime I choose, I can be like you. I can go and give myself away. I can find somebody to give myself away to. But you could never be like me again. Once you've given it away, you can never get it back. And then, man, and she put to silence those scoffers. Young people, get it in your heart. Hey, don't matter if they make fun of you. I know that's one of the worst things a young person can endure, is if you're just sticking out in a crowd and everybody's poking at you and making fun of you, and you just feel like the oddball. It doesn't matter anymore. This world has got so wicked. We need to be sticking out in the crowd. We need to be the ones standing out. Hey, hallelujah. When you walk the school halls, you don't need to blend in. People need to know that you're different because the Spirit of God lives inside of you. If it's normal for one third of children to have experienced intoxication of alcohol before they reach the eighth grade, one out of three of children admit to have being intoxicated and drunk before they get to the eighth grade. Young people, if that's normal, be weird. Be different. You don't have to taste it. You don't have to touch it. And that percentage skyrockets. Three out of four have experienced drunkenness and intoxication before they graduate high school. Can I tell you, you don't have to. You don't have to go to that party and feel peer pressure. You don't have to go, amen, and when they're pushing it to you. I know how it is. We live in a very small town, amen, in Hickville, USA, if I could say it like that. Hodgenville, Kentucky, very small. But in our public schools, we have teenagers, Brother Brian, out of our youth group. They go to school, and there's kids sitting there with McDonald's cups full of alcohol and Jack Daniels and whiskey. Hallelujah. And they're trying to push it right there. At school, teenagers in Hickville, USA, in small town America. Hallelujah. I know that some of you have felt the pressure. I know that some of you, it may not be, you may go to Christian school, but there are pressures in Christian schools. I went to Christian school my whole life, and I remember the day, amen, with a rebellious teenage boy spinned out in his 65 Mustang and peeled out because he was mad, because he got kicked out of school for having marijuana and smoking dope right on private school grounds. You feel peer pressure no matter where you are. But I'm here to tell you, by the unction of the Holy Ghost, you don't have to break under it. You can stand up and you can say no. How do you know, preacher? How do you know you can stand up against peer pressure? Because I've been there and done that. Hello? By the grace and the mercy of God, I speak as a fool. I've never smoked a cigarette. By the grace and the mercy of God, I've never tasted alcohol. Not to say there was not peer pressure. Not to say there was not times. But I purposed in my heart, it don't matter if they laugh at me. It don't matter if they call me any kind of name in the book. I don't have to be like them. I can be different. I can be weird if it has to be. But I'm not going to go down that road. I'm not going to get addicted. I'm not going to get myself in a fix where I have broken dreams and a broken heart. Hallelujah. And a liver that's eat up with cirrhosis. Young people, stand up and say, no. I know I may be preaching to the choir today. There may be young people in this place that you've never dealt with these things. But I doubt it. Because I know people, and I know young people, and they're the same everywhere. And the devil, he'd love to destroy every single one of you. And he's not going to give up easy. You're on his hit list. I don't care who you are. I don't care what church you come from. I don't care what your last name is, how long you've been saved. Who's your pastor? He wants to devour you and destroy you. He hates you. And he wants to mar your life and destroy your life. But it's up to you. It's up to you. Your life is in your own hand. What are you going to do with it? Hallelujah. What are you going to do with it? There was a little girl who was born into a family. A beautiful baby girl. She got older, she began to realize everybody in her family had blue eyes. And she had brown. And that began to bother her. She didn't like to be the only one in her family that was different. She began to go to the mirror every day and look at those brown eyes. And it began to bother her in such a way that she began to cry. And every night she would pray, Lord, change my eyes to blue. I want to be like my mama. I want to be pretty like my mama. I want the same color eyes as my daddy and my family. And she'd get up that morning, run over to the mirror, look and behold, they were still brown. She began to cry. Every night this went on. For some time she'd pray for her eyes to be turned into blue. And she'd get up and there they were, still brown. Amen. Little Amy didn't understand why she had to be different. Amen. Until later on, she's about 12 years old and she surrendered to God. She said, Lord, if you created me with brown eyes, then it's brown eyes that I want. And I surrender my life to you. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody needs to get over the fact that you're different. God wants you to be different. You need to get over the fact you don't have to please everybody. Oh, through the Holy Ghost. We have too many young people who think you just have to be people pleasers. And you just got to please everybody. And you got to fit in. And you don't want to hurt their feelings. We cannot afford to be tolerant in this day and hour. I know that tolerance is being crammed down our throats. But I'm sick and tired of it. I've had enough of it, brother, sister. We don't have to be tyrants. But we don't have to be tolerant. We can speak the truth in love. We can stand up for what we believe. Oh, yes, we can. We don't have to be, amen, we don't have to be badgering and belligerent, but we can still be bold and speak the truth of Jesus Christ. Amy Wilson Carmichael went on to be a missionary in India. When she grew up, and those Indian people who had set up a wall against so many others welcomed her into their society because she looked like them with her brown eyes. And she won a multitude and influenced a multitude of young little girls in India because God had made her with brown eyes. And those people accepted her into their culture. You don't know the influence that you'll have if you'll just stand up and be different. You don't offer the Holy Ghost. You don't know the influence that you'll have on your youth group if you'll just get sick and tired of it and say, no, we're not going to do that. We're not going to be a part of that. If they call us weird, so be it. If that's normal, I don't want any part of it. But we're going to live for God. We're going to be sold out. We're going to give Him our best, not our leftovers. Oh, hallelujah. Is there a young person person in this house that you're tired? You're tired of the norm of this world? Is there a young person? Is there a youth group in this house that you'd say, I see where this world's headed and I don't want any part of it. I'm ready to stand up. I'm ready to stick out if it must be. I'm ready to speak the truth, even if I have to be different. Don't be afraid to pray in the name of Jesus in a public venue. Don't be afraid to pray over your lunch in public. Don't be afraid to carry your Bible at school. Hello. Don't be afraid to be called an old fogey and old-fashioned and weird. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. What this world is calling normal is not working. They're miserable. They're sick. They're tired. They're looking for answers in everything and finding none. They're miserable. They're killing themselves. They're committing suicide. They're trying it in drugs and alcohol and sex and everything else. And they're still finding no happiness. But there's a group of young people under the sound of my voice. You know what happiness is. It's right here in the presence of Almighty God in fellowship with the saints of God. Don't let that go. Stand up and be bold and courageous and purpose in your heart. I don't want what they got. I want the joy of the Lord. I want the peace that only Jesus can give. I want the life that God created me to have. Can I get some help on the music today? Come and get us a song if you will. Hallelujah. I want my little daughter to come up here. Come help me out, Layla. This beautiful young lady is 7 years old. When she was 4 years old, 4 years old, she gave her heart to the Lord. She got saved at 4 years old. Born again. Got baptized in water at 4 years old. It was a scary experience, but she came through it. The next year, we was on a mission trip, a home mission trip to a pioneer church in a very remote area. And there was a young preacher in our youth group. Just stand there, baby. And he was preaching just a simple message on try Jesus. Very small church. We was there to encourage a pioneer pastor and help. Did some outreach, knocked on several doors in the community, a couple hundred doors, and in a day and a half, brought a little ministry team in there. And that night, that Friday night, he made an altar call, just a young preacher, by the Ethan Hedgepeth. Some of you may know him. He just started preaching. And people came to the altar, began to worship, and the Holy Ghost fell in that place. And at 5 years old, I watched my baby girl get baptized with the Holy Ghost. She fell out on the floor and spoke with tongues for over an hour, and the Holy Ghost fell on her. Amen. 5 years old. Amen. Then the next son. Amen. The next child. Amen. My boy. Amen. At 3 years old. You say this is crazy talk. You can go sit down, babe. Amen. At 3 years old, we had a revival with Brother Ryan Ralston, and he preached there at HBC. Amen. And I was standing there praying in the altars with people, and I felt a little tug on my pant leg, and I looked down, and there's Wesley, and he's wiping tears. 3.5 years old, and he said, Daddy, Jesus just saved me. Now I get to go to heaven. 3 years old, he told me. I didn't tell him what he got. Amen. And then that next year, amen, this past year at Granite City Youth Camp in Sunset Hills, amen, I watched my 4-year-old boy pray through to the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You say, well, that's crazy. I've never heard of such things. Can I tell you, if the normal is for somebody to get saved and seek for the Holy Ghost for 20 years and sat dried up on a church pew, then I'm asking the generation to say, if that's normal, then we're going to be weird. If it's normal to seek for the Holy Ghost for 20 and 15 years, then purpose in your heart. You can have Him now. You need Him now. If you're going to be different in this hour, you need to be full of the Holy Ghost and power. And you can have that experience today. I felt like there might be a young person who's seeking the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And you may be discouraged. Don't be discouraged. He wants to give you that gift. This morning, in this service, in this altar call, if He can fill a 4-year-old, If He can fill a 5-year-old, how much more can He give you the baptism of the Holy Ghost to give you the power and the boldness to stand up and be different in this hour? Who is standing all over the house? I preach my heart to you. I preach my heart to you today, young folks. Is there somebody who say, I want to be different? If that's what this world is calling normal, I don't want any part of it. I know I talked about many things, and I'm sure, amen, that you felt things dealing with your heart. Amen. Give it to God today. Say, Lord, I'm tired of feeling the peer pressure. I'm tired of feeling that pressure and that push. Lord, I want to give it to you. Give my life to you. Give me the strength and the boldness to stand up and say no. If it's a relationship that I have to end, I'm going to end it. If it's ties that I have to break, I'm drawing that line in the sand, brother, and I'm saying I'm not going back. I don't have to. I got the strength and the boldness of the Holy Ghost to go forward and be different. How about a young person? You need the Holy Ghost? Come on. You need to be the one leading the way to this altar. You need the baptism of the Holy Ghost? This altar is open for you. Thank God for these that are coming. How about it? He's here for you today. He wants to give you the power and the strength to be bold and stand up and be different. Do I have a young lady who says it doesn't matter what everybody else does? I'm going to be pure and holy. I'm going to walk right. Do I have a youth group that would bind together and come to this altar and say, we're not backing up. We're not going back. We're not going to compromise. We're going to be consistent. We're going to stand out. If people call us weird, then so be it. But we're going to be a holy people. We're going to be a peculiar people. We're going to be a chosen people. How about it, young people? Come on. God wants to touch you today. God wants to fill you with the Holy Ghost and fire. God wants to equip you and give you strength to be a witness and a light. Come on, that's it. Oh, God. Baptized with the Holy Ghost today. I'm going to be different. I want to be different. I'll be peculiar. I'll be weird if I have to be. God, give us the Holy Ghost power to stand up and be different. Press in and let the Lord help.
Still I will follow. Thank you.
thirst for a touch of God. Help me experience revival today. Breathe on me now, breath of God. Pour out your power upon me, I pray. Oh, I want the power of the Spirit to fall over me. Oh Lord, refreshing, refilling, and reviving me. There is a hunger deep down inside of me for the power of your Spirit to fall over me. Oh Lord, send the power of your Spirit to fall over me. Refreshing and refilling, reviving me. There is a hunger deep down inside of me for the power of your Spirit to fall over me. One day, so sad and lonely,
their master had been taken away. Oh, if suddenly a mighty wind blowed through the air, and the power of the Spirit, it indwelled in them. And I want the power of the Spirit to fall over me. Lord, refreshing, refilling, then reviving me. There is a hunger deep down inside of me for the power of your Spirit to fall over me. I want the power of your Spirit to fall over me. Lord, refreshing and refilling and reviving me. There is a hunger deep down inside of me for the power of the Spirit to fall over me.